You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now you're going to listen to me. All right. And again, you don't have to have grievance. If you are totally cool with how all, some, or well, maybe none of the teams are approaching things, say it with your chest. We have a very, look, I don't apologize. I'm just me. Some of you love me. Some of you love to hate me. It's all good. It just, I want championships. There's an aggression that I think is required to obtain them. And I don't see that from our teams in this town. And it's a shame because I do think this is one of the great American sports cities. I don't stay here by accident. This is home. This is an elite sports town. And I think you should demand more from your teams, period.
It is. It's funny because when you think about how times were outside of the Lions, like around 2003, 4, 5, and 6,
yep,
where we were winning and people were making moves and Detroit was in championship games. And except for the Lions,
you had Donald Sterling there almost. Yeah. Moves and clothes
and stuff. And except for the Lions, of course, at 0-16, but
piano to your skull.
It was never all four teams good, but three teams were really good.
Yeah.
And then it bottomed out and everybody was bad. And now
it damaged people. I'm coming to your side on this, Rico. I am. I mean,
it's a lot of PTSD in Detroit.
All it did was make me want championships more. I think for people, it got them in their jam jams, afraid to get out of bed. Let's go to Tom. He leads off today. Tommy, what's good?
What's good, Mike? How you guys doing?
Good, hey. Stud. What's going on?
I kind of put this in a few different categories. And what I mean by that, I put the urgency the most as the Red Wings. Just because Eisman's been a bum since he's been our GM and needs to do something to get these teams in the playoffs and change his roster around, which it just seems like he's afraid to do. The next few tiers, like the Lions, it's like Holmes just afraid to make that one big move to put us over the edge. My third tier is kind of like with the Tigers. I don't know if Chris Illich would ever spend the money enough to get this team over the top. I think he's perfectly fine having...
Let me say this, though. Like, there's been no harsher critic of Chris Illich than me, but let's be fair. They made a big offer to Bregman. They've added about $50 million in payroll. I can't hold them to a standard of having a $250 million payroll. They don't make the revenue. I don't think it's a money thing. Tom, they have prospects. They have the ability to, like, look, Johan Duren makes no money. He signed for 3 years. You just said no. That's not an ownership thing.
No, it's more of a, I think Scott Harris has a plan, and he really does not want to deviate from that plan.
And again, I don't think the Scooble thing is a money thing. It takes two to tango. And Tommy, if Boris wants $400 million, I'm not going there. I'm just not going to do it. So, look, I understand it's easy to do it. Lord knows I fall victim to it, too. I blame John Mara for everything wrong with the Giants. But the bottom line is, you have, I'm sorry, Hard Knocks, last year, I'm never going to get over it.
Oh, golly gee, I'm not going to sleep well if Saquon's an Eagle.
with his stupid little vest inside. If you wear a vest at the office, you're a jackass.
Wait, so this goes up with a muumuu as a coach?
Oh, yeah. John Mayer is like skinny Bielema. Equally offensive. The point I'm making is that is about being rigid to a plan. Now, if you want to blame ownership and say, look, an owner's the only one who can call a team president and say, I demand you go all in, you can do that as a fan. You can. But you have to understand there is a fork in the road of owners in all sports. There are fans and there are business people. That's reality. Okay, Mike Ilitch was a fan, or in my childhood, George Steinbrenner was a fan. They ran a team a different way, sometimes for better, a lot of times for worse. But if you, I think you can just say Scott Harris has complete authority to do what the hell he wants to do, short of a Yamamoto contract. They just didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go deeper than that. Let's go to Cody, 97.1. Cody, what's going on, buddy? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cody! All right, we'll check on Cody momentarily. He's flying through space. We'll go to Luke, 97.1. Luke, what's up, bud?
How are we doing today, guys?
Good, Lucas. What's going on?
My biggest problem is this, okay? I feel like I'm watching every Tigers game, and you're just missing that spark, right? And we talked about the Joan Duran. You're watching that Sunday night baseball game. You get goosebumps. Yep. Kyle Finnegan runs out. I'm sitting there. I can't even stomach it. I know he's had two great saves, right? But you just, it's just never enough. And my problem is the farm system. They talked about it yesterday. The guy about McGonagall's a clown, right? We know McGonagall's not going. But you can't give up 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, you got to hold all these marbles.
That's right.
It feels like what Ilitch is trying to do, and this could just be my opinion, it feels like we're saying here, we want these Cole Keith contracts. Let's get them while they're young. Let's get the 7-year, $30 million contract. Let's keep them low, which I respect that. But at a certain point, you're 18 games over 500. Let's make a splash move. Every game in the ninth inning, the Phillies are up there. You knew it. You knew it. Riley Green, strikeout. You just could feel there was no energy for us to get anything going. And it's just so demoralizing as a fan base to watch this happen.
Yeah, and Luke, listen, they're going to be able to win most nights because they are better than, first of all, this division is awful. Mm-hmm. The American League is subpar. I know I battled a caller yesterday about it, but I digress. The point is the juice. Look, for a lot of people, looking at the box score and your team wins, that's enough. I have a little bit of a different approach. I'm not asking anyone to agree with it. They are in the entertainment business,
right?
It's hard to be entertained with certain things that they do where you're like, okay, yeah, the result's great, but what am I getting excited about here?
The win.
Oh, right. Matt Vierling leading off. Oh, hooray. I got to look at, you know, a Parker Meadows at bat again.
Right. But like, it's Carpenter and the swing and all the home run. That's the entertainment.
Well, first of all, I like Kerry Carpenter. Kerry is a left-handed power bat. Like,
right.
Immense value. No, I get what the caller's saying, though. Like Sunday Night Baseball, I said this yesterday, and some people got bent out of shape. If I can't watch the game and watch that Duran intro and be like, damn, I wish that was Comerica, I wish that was us, then what the hell's the point of being a fan?
Right.
It's like fans want to strip away your ability to think for yourself because you're not state-run media.
A lot of fans – no, you're right. A lot of fans are, can't you just be happy with what we have right now?
No.
Why can't you just be happy? Because we're winning.
Okay, and here we are. Ready?
Okay.
2008, 2004 – never, and 1984.
Right, but we're winning right now, Mike.
Okay, let's check the trophy case.
How about we let it play out?
And we're going to, but part of sports is talking about sports in real time.
I understand.
You know what? Maybe we ought to do that. Put Jansen on Sirius, and it's going to be called Let It Play Out. You turn to the channel, and it's static until the day after the Super Bowl.
But a lot of fans are like that.
Then he'll host one show, and it'll be called It Played Out. John's thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
No competitive advantage. All right.
No, what's your experience? We'll get to the people momentarily. Sit tight. We're airing. Hey, if you have no grievances, that's fine, too. But it's who in this town should be more aggressive? Is it everyone, someone, or no one? We'll talk about it. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.